If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. You're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday, and I am Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council. Listen, on yesterday, we talked about who are you? So this is actually the week for you to kind of dig a little bit deeper, discover more about how amazing you are and who you are, but most importantly, to tap into your authentic self so that you can position yourself to achieve. Sometimes when we don't achieve our goals, it's because we're not keeping it real. In other words, we're not being true to ourselves. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, go back and listen to it because I think it's pretty good. Plus, we gave you a very simple solution to tap into your own authenticity. All right, with that being said, let's talk about what does it take. Since we now have discovered who we are, now we need to know what it takes in order for us to even embark on this journey. Or before we even take the journey, we have to know what it takes to even set these amazing goals. What is all this about? You know, whether you're working on becoming physically fit or achieving a financial goal or even improving or finding a new relationship that works for you, the foundation that increases your chances of staying on course is actually acceptance. Now, you may have heard that you must make a decision first. As a matter of fact, if you've been listening to this show at all, you've heard me say that more than once, that it is important for you to make a decision before you can even act. And so you're saying, wait a minute, are you changing your mind now? Are you changing your story? No, I'm not changing my story. So let's move on. Here's the thing. It's true that you must make a decision first, but in order for a decision to even be valid, it must be connected to acceptance. In order for it to even have any power, it has to be connected to acceptance. Your decision gets that power, that spark, because you are accepting that, wait a minute, this is a goal and this is something that I really want to do. So I am going to accept the fact that I'm going to do what it takes. Acceptance is what it takes for you to even stay the course. So when it comes to achievement, if you have not accepted the idea that there are some things that you have to do, you haven't made a strong commitment to yourself, which comes in the form of acceptance or even leads to acceptance, then you're probably not going to get the results that you want. So many times people set goals and or New Year's resolutions and they just fizzle out. Why? Because there's been no real acceptance connected to that goal. Any goal that's worth achieving, it must have acceptance. As a matter of fact, if it's worth achieving, it's not going to be easy for you to make it happen. So part of the decision to go for the goal, it has to include acceptance. So acceptance is not something that is a small thing. Acceptance is about you saying, you know what, I know this is a journey that I have to go on, but understand this, the object of the game for even taking the journey is to get to some destination. And every single goal that you set, you're going to go on some type of journey. But in order for you to get to the destination, acceptance, accepting that, you know what, I'm going to go through the hills, over the valleys, down in the woods, whatever I have to do in order to make this happen. That's what's going to help you get the results that you're after, because you're not going to quit. So what this means when it comes to acceptance, what's involved in that? This means making a promise or making an agreement with yourself that you will not quit. no matter how difficult the journey becomes, you are going to press on, power forward, power ahead, power on. You're just going to keep the power going until you reach your destination, your desired destination. Now, here's the beauty of it. When you can make that kind of decision and you can accept that you are going to stay in the game no matter what, that you're going to stay the course no matter what, there's always a prize at the end when you press through. So if it's a physical goal or a fitness goal, guess what? Now you have a healthier body. So now you can get excited about the fact that you stayed the course, and now that you're healthier and you like the way healthy looks on you. So that's a great prize. If you had a financial goal, well, of course it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. You have more money, which is what you wanted anyway. But not only do you have more money, in order for you to have that wealth and that financial peace that you need, then you've also put your finances in order. You pay more attention to your bills and how you treat your money. And as a result, you feel better about where you're headed, what you're doing, and you feel more confident about making your money grow. So there's always some great prizes. If it's a relationship, to improve on it, or if you want a new relationship, guess what? Because you decided to press through, you now have that dream relationship. So there's always a prize or something you believe is worth having when you accept the fact that I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to stay the course. I am accepting this journey. Sometimes we get more than we expect when we decide that we're going to stay the course, when we decide that no matter what, we're going to press through and power forward. Sometimes it's more than you expect can come from the journey. Why? Because when you practice acceptance, it is empowering. And that is that something more that you need, not only to get results, but to have the confidence to set even bigger goals, to go for even more, and to help others. So acceptance is not a small thing. And it's more, it just empowers you because you're saying you believe in your ability. When you say, I accept this, you're saying, you know what, I'm pretty sure I can make this happen. But you're also acknowledging that I know it's not going to be easy, but I know what I have what it takes. Of course, there's always a caveat. And the caveat is that you must follow through once you decide that you're going to accept something. Or accept your journey for your goal. I'm going to give you a quick story that illustrates that. Years ago, when I was in part of a direct sales company, there was a young lady that was part of my team, super talented, very good salesperson, and very conscientious, actually cared about people, and eventually she was the top salesperson on my team. Now, here's the thing. That was her goal, to become the top salesperson in my unit, and she actually achieve that part of the goal. Now she decided to set a new goal. And this goal was that she was now going to earn a free car. So she set out to earn the free car. And here's the thing about acceptance, or even making those promises to yourself and saying, you know what, I'm going to press forward. And no matter what comes my way, you know, I'll deal with it and I will overcome it. But here's what happened with her. The first goal she set, she made that strong commitment. The second goal, which she set it all on her own, she didn't make that commitment to herself that I'm going to stay the course. She took it for granted that she would just kind of bulldoze through. Now, the truth of the matter is, she did. She powered forward. She powered on. And she was within $500 of making that goal happen. And then, because she didn't have acceptance, and she really didn't see what the acceptance also comes, you embracing an idea that you deserve to have something. Remember, I said when you accept an idea, it's empowering because you believe in your ability and you believe you deserve to have the goal that you set. Well, she didn't really believe that she deserved to have that goal because she kept thinking, how high can I go before I fail? Or she started to think that. So what happens? There was no strong decision to go for the car. There was no acceptance that I'm going to do whatever it takes. And there was no understanding that the mere fact that you set a higher goal, that now you can actually help some other people. You can be an inspiration to others. So she didn't really process any of this. And eventually she became afraid. And one of the things she said to me is, what happens if I win the car and I lose it? That means she had not fully accepted that goal, the goal to go for that car. Once you accept the goal, you're also accepting the challenges that come with it. When you accept those challenges, believe me, you have the wherewithal as a human being to power forward, power on, power through, and get the results that you want. And that's why it's important that when you make a decision, that you make sure you accept the journey. That you understand that, wait a minute, this is not just going to fall into my lap. Okay, that might happen for some, but it's very rare. But you have to, and even if it falls into your lap, if you didn't practice acceptance when it came to that goal, you're not going to sustain it. So she got to within $500 of getting this car, and she quit. She shut down. She sabotaged that goal. And I asked her, what happened? And she said, you know what? I couldn't see myself really having that car. I couldn't see myself crossing that finish line. And these were her words. And she said, I didn't accept the idea that I deserved to have that car. I didn't think I deserved it. And I didn't think I would be able to sustain it and keep my production up. So as a result, she quit going for that goal. And everything was downhill after that. So it's really important for you to understand what it takes when you are going for a goal and to understand the power of acceptance. Acceptance is such a big deal when it comes to making a decision that you're going to go for the goal. Now, as I said, she went downhill from there. And of course, eventually she got out of the business. And I actually didn't hear from her anymore because she was so embarrassed. She was just too hard on herself. So never, ever be this hard on yourself, please. Because, hey, just because you have a little challenge and you don't meet the challenge, it's all good. Come up with a new challenge, get back in the game and go for it. So she actually shut down and stopped talking to people because she was way too hard on herself. So the point is that when you wonder, or when you set a goal and you wonder, what does it take? It takes accepting the fact that it is going to be a journey, that you will have to do the work, that there will be some requirements that you have to complete that might be challenging for you. But accept the fact in the beginning, before you get started, that no matter what, I'm not going to give up. Even if there are a few setbacks, I'm still going to get back in the game until I cross that finish line. So this is what it takes. Accepting your journey. Hey, listen, you guys, that's all I have for you today. And we're going to be back with more on Designing Your Life Today as we continue to bring you strategies that will help you put your attention on achieving your goal and actually get it done. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power.